Okay. Well, great. Well, with that, then we will note that it is 11:02, and we do have a quorum, so we will call to order the NS Public Infrastructure District Number 2 special meeting. It's Tuesday, August 11th, 2026, at 11 a.m. or 11:02, I should say. The anchor location is 1648 North, 1130 West in Salem. And we do have Ryan Beck, Treasurer Vice Chair, who is present at the anchor location. We also have joining Burke Staker, Shelby Clymer with CLA, Megan Murphy with WBA, and me, Betsy Russin with WBA. So with that, we'll call the meeting to order, and we'll jump to item number 2A, which is the approval of the agenda as you have it before you. Are there any additions or any questions about the current agenda?
No changes for me.
Great. I'll take that as a motion to approve.
Seconded.
All right. Thank you. And then all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next is just to confirm conflicts of interest disclosures. We have your disclosures. This is required by statute. Is there anything else, any other conflicts any of you would like to disclose at this time in relation to any of the matters currently before the board?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Good. There being none, so noted. We'll move on to the public comment portion of the meeting. Let's see, Ryan, anyone else knock down the door to get in?
No members of the public are present on site.
Okay, and I don't see any others on Zoom. So there being no members of the public, we'll move on to item number 4, action items. And so item A is to approve the minutes from the April 15 special meeting. This was
I'll
in the
make a
packet.
motion.
All right.
Seconded.
Thanks, Burke. And then let's see, Ryan. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, we'll move on next to the claims listing, and I'll turn it over to you, Shelby.
All right, thanks, Betsy. So Ryan and Burke, here's the payment listing for second quarter 2026, total just over 10,000, and really just represents the administrative costs for WBA and CLA. All of these ran through that working capital requisition, and Burke, you reviewed and signed all of those. Any questions on this listing?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay, do we have a
Oh.
motion to? Sorry, Betsy.
Sorry, Shelby, it's Megan. I just
Oh,
wanted to
Megan.
let you know that we opened billing for NS 1 through 5, and we potentially had some commingled entries. So we are reviewing, auditing all entries for all of 26. So not that you don't need to approve these claims right now, but we might owe you a credit. For the commingled billing. So we're taking a good look at that thanks to Shelby's nudge, and we'll let you know once we have that figured out.
Thank you, Shelby. Get us some money back.
Totally.
Doing my
Stick
part here. Yeah.
it to Boyd.
Well, with that, any adjustment would be just reflected in future bills. So do we have a motion to approve the payment listing?
Yeah, I'll make the motion.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next, we also included the June 30th financial statements for the district. So Betsy will go down one more page. Just some highlights here. Total assets were about 3.35 million as of the end of June. There's still about 2 million available in the capital projects fund. About 62,000 of that represents the working capital or admin expense fund, but the remaining amount there is available for capital outlay, expenditures and reimbursements. And then about 1.26 million in the debt service fund, which is all restricted to the district's bonds. Next page is the general fund budget to actual. Not a whole lot of activity here. Expenses are about 20,000 through the first 6 months. I would say accounting and legal are trending where we would expect them to be at this point in the year. The audit is finalized, so we're just waiting on that invoice from them, and then the insurance bills should have already been received. If not, they will be in the next week or so. So those will both hit in Q3. Two pages down is the debt service fund. Expenditures are about $346,000, consisting of the interest payment that was made in March as scheduled, and then the paying agent fees. I believe we're still waiting on one invoice from UMB for that remaining $4,000. So we do anticipate that to be spent. And then last page is the capital projects fund. Really, the only activity here is the transfer out of the $65,000, which is part of the working capital fund that was transferred to the general fund to cover those administrative costs in 2026. Again, about $2 million remaining here. Any questions or discussion on the financials?
No questions.
Okay. Do we have a motion to accept the June 30 financials?
Yes, from Burke.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Shelby. Thanks, everyone. The next item on the agenda is approving the First Amendment to the governing document. I believe you were all included on the email. This amendment has already been approved by Salem City, by their city council, and this was done in an effort. There was a push by bond council and Gilmore and Bell throughout the state with various districts, quite a few of them. And this is to amend governing documents to match some of the legislative changes that happened earlier in the year and became effective on May 6th. I don't know, I believe this was in the packet, so you had a chance to review. What this amendment does is it basically makes the governing document language mirror statutorily instead of having to go back before Salem City for appointment of new trustees. That can now be done just within the board if it's set forth in the governing document. And so it does that. And so that's the board composition aspect. There's also essentially we talked about the sign being required to be placed in the model homes or outside of model homes. And this is just to ensure that notifications and disclosures are up to date and in line with what the statute says. And that's also what the amendment we'll get to in a little bit to the governing or to the interlocal agreement is just that the district agrees to abide essentially by the notice requirements. And if there are individual questions about what we're doing and what may need to be done differently, we can reach out to you or talk to you about that. Wearing the developer hat, but I think that probably covers it. Any other questions about the First Amendment to the governing document?
No.
Okay, then I'll entertain a motion to approve the First Amendment to the governing document.
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great, so noted. Next is the amendment to the interlocal agreement. This is the agreement between the district and Salem City. And majorly, as I noted, that there's an up and sorry, an updated defined term, and then the amendment to Section 11 of the disclosure to purchasers and the annual notice. Any questions about the amendment to the interlocal agreement?
No.
Okay, with that, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, great. Thank you. So noted. We'll next move to administrative item. It says a non-action, but we just want to acknowledge we did receive a resignation letter from Josh Clark resigning from the board. And so we just want to acknowledge that at this time that Josh has resigned from the board, and we will get documentation out to the development team for proposals for a new board member. And because of the amendment to the governing document that was just ratified, we'll be able to do that here within the board. So, any questions or anything anyone wants to say about the acknowledgement?
No, what is our timing of that? Do we are we required to have three, or can we operate with two for a while?
It would be preferred actually if we could have the third member. But I think at this time we should be okay. We'll reach out to you separately about that.
Okay.
just to make sure we're matching what's in the governing document and what's required by the governance of the board itself. But
Okay, I don't have a third candidate, so I'm kind of waiting.
yeah, you
That's
mentioned
the
there were
hybrid.
some internal changes and there would be somebody kind of forthcoming soon.
Yeah.
Okay, great. We'll just stay online. Not stay online, but we'll keep talking about that and make sure that we give you the information needed for timing before the next meeting. Okay, our next regular meeting scheduled for October 9th at 11 a.m. I believe there's already a meeting invite sent out for that. If not, it will be right after this meeting when we get the minutes going. Does that time still work for everyone's calendar?
Yeah.
Great.
October 9th at 11.
Yes.
I'm going to give that a double check. I'm
Yeah, if
pretty
you could, that'd
sure.
be great. Just to see if it's on your calendar.
Betsy, we do have it on, but it's for 9 a.m.
Oh, okay. Well, does 9 a.m. work for this group?
Burke, are you planning to come to the model home on that one?
I can. It doesn't matter. It's October 9th, the Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
9. I can come to the model that day.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll make a note of that change. It looks like it was written 11 a.m., but do you have it on your calendars as 9 a.m. as well, Burke and Ryan?
I do. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, that's it as far as business, unless there are any items of discussion or any questions anyone has.
I don't have anything else.
Okay, then I'll await a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
Aye. Aye.
All in favor, gotcha. All right, good. Well, I think I'm getting up there with Megan. I think it was
Excellent.
what, 13 minutes, 11 minutes?
Very good.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank
Thanks,
you. Thank
all.
you.
All
See
right,
ya.
bye-bye.